such a special way. I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name.
That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today.
Because you care.
Because you care
for me. Yes, you did.
Such a special way.
That's why I praise you.
I praise you.
I praise you, Lord.
I lift you up. I magnify your name.
That's why my
heart is filled with praise.
If you're in the choir, come on up.
Church, no matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand, for your life is in his hands.
Listen. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say,
comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
Troubles.
Troubles, they don't last always.
For there's a friend in
For
Jesus.
For there's a friend in Jesus.
He'll wipe your tears.
Who will wipe your tears away.
And if your heart is broken.
And if your heart is broken.
Just lift your hands and
just sing. Lift your hands.
Come on, say it. Say, I know.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what comes
no
my way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life
is in your hands.
You see, with Jesus, I
with
can
Jesus,
see.
I can take it.
With him. They seem to get you
they
down.
They seem to get you down.
And all of your friends and loved ones.
And all your friends and loved ones.
They're nowhere to be. And if your heart is broken,
and if your heart is broken,
just lift your hands.
Just lift your hands.
You've got to say it today. Say, I know.
Lord, I know that,
that
I can make it. I can make it.
Hallelujah. I know
that I
can stay. I can stand.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what comes my way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life
is in your hands.
See, with Jesus, I can
take it. Hallelujah.
With him.
With him, I know I can stand.
No matter what comes my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Praise him tonight.
I know.
Come on,
that
let's praise
I
him tonight.
Can stand.
Come on. No matter
what
comes my way.
What may come my
You've
way.
Got to save my life.
My life is in
Hallelujah. With Jesus,
with
I can
Jesus
make it.
I can take it.
With him.
With him, I know I can stand.
No matter what comes my
no
way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life
is in your hands.
Seems like everything is going wrong. My life
is in your
hands. Oh,
hallelujah.
I'm going to keep my eyes on you, Lord. My life
is in your
hallelujah.
Hands.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Could we just lift up our hands and bless him one more time? What an awesome God. How wonderful to be in his presence. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to continue as we make our way through the book of Psalms, and we're studying through the Old Testament. But we've got quite a lengthy reading here tonight. Why don't you be seated and open up your Bibles? We're going to be looking at Psalm 60, 61, and 62. But we're going to take a reading tonight from Revelation 20. Quite a lengthy reading. And in this atmosphere, after everybody's gone tonight, there is such a wonderful afterglow in this house. For a fact, right now, I could just lie down right here and sleep the sleep of the righteous. I do that pretty good anyway. I tell my wife it's because of a clean conscience.
But what a wonderful presence of God in the house tonight. Praise God. Revelation 20, very interesting, full of powerful, enlightening passages. We're going to make our way rather quickly through it tonight. Revelation 20 and 1. And just touch on a few high spots before we go back to the Psalms and take a look at Psalm 60, 61, and 62. And I've got a feeling we're only going to be together tonight for about another 15 or 20 minutes unless something fantastic happens to you and you just decide to stay here all night. And that's okay. Praise God. Revelation 20 and 1. I saw an angel, this is John, an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Everybody say one angel. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. You know, nobody's ever argued that there were multiple devils, or that the devil was schizophrenic, or that there was a triune devil. He just has titles. Praise God. You ought not choke on the fact that God is one. Don't bring God down to your level and to the size of your mind. Expand your mind by the word of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Now, he has, in his exposure to mankind, he has been a burning bush. He's been the captain of the Lord's host. He's been the angel of the Lord. He's been a tower of cloud and fire over Israel. He has been to Abram Melchizedek. He has been the angel that wrestled with Jacob, for Jacob said, I have seen God face to face, and my life is spared. He has appeared, the writer of Hebrews said, in sundry times, in diverse manners to the fathers in times past, and now in these last days has appeared to us as his son. But he is at once the lion and the lamb. He is at once all of God in a human body. For Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 2 that all of the fullness of the Godhead dwelled within him bodily. When you're dealing with Jesus, you're dealing with God. Every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess. Well, praise God. Praise God. Anyway, devil, Satan, serpent, one angel is going to bind him up. You see, there's no titanic cosmic struggle. There's not some great galactic battle that breaks loose. One angel, and I know God chose the skinniest, scrawniest angel in heaven to send on this job. He's got a chain in one hand, the devil in the other hand, and he ties him up like a cowboy and a steer. And when he's done, and he casts him into the pit. Everybody say one angel. The point here is that God is in control. Now, we could break off into the study that we do in the house Bible study, and we could talk about the origin of evil, in which we teach you that every rogue spirit, every false prophet, every marauding evil thing has to answer to God, the devil himself. Amen. He's a bad dog on a chain. He can only go as far as God says. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. I don't know what that does for you, but that makes me sleep really well at night. That gives me great confidence in my God. Cast him into the bottomless pit. Shut him up. I love that. Everybody say, shut him up. Oh, praise God. And set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years be fulfilled. That's the millennial. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. You get the understanding here that he's on God's schedule. Amen. He needs him right now. Why does he need him right now? To tempt you, to harass you, to check you out, to flirt with you during your time of espousal, Brother Reggie. He's going to show you a little something and see if you won't leave God and chase him. But we're not tricked. We're not fooled. We love God. We're faithful to God. Well, praise God. But God's going to lock him up for the 1,000 years and let him out at the end, because it's not going to be fair for you to have been tempted and all those people that lived during the millennial not to have known a tempter. God's going to let him out. And here I go trying to tell you what God's thinking, but in my humble opinion. I saw thrones, they sat upon them, judgment was given to them. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. That is a very specific criteria that fits nobody but the church. This is not Jews. They don't read Zechariah 14. They don't receive him until he comes back. This is the church witnessing for Jesus. This is the church saying, no, I ain't taking the mark. This is the church laying their head down and getting their head cut. I know somebody told you were getting out early, but your faith needs to be strong enough to go through the whole shebang. And if God calls you, you can do it. He never called you to do anything he didn't empower you to do. If God called you, you can do it. Praise God. Here I am chasing rabbits, and I've got work to do, and we'll never get to the Psalms. But the rest of the dead, I love the casual way it says they died and they lived and reigned with him 1,000 years. Isn't that awesome? They got their heads cut off, but they lived and reigned with him 1,000 years. Praise God. You get your head back, Brother Travis. They can cut off your head. They can't cut off your experience in God. They can cut off your head, but God can put it right back on. Well, praise God. The rest of the dead live not again till the 1,000 years were finished. That's the unrighteous dead. This is the first resurrection. That is the rapture. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, or the rapture, the catching away. On such the second death, which is eternal hell, has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. That's us. Poke your neighbor and say, that's us, buddy. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison on schedule at the word of God. Lock him up, turn him loose. He works for God. Shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. These people are living in a day where Jesus is ruling and reigning in Jerusalem, on the throne, in the temple of God. And they're going to rebel. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city. Fire came down from God out of heaven and just devoured them. Short story. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. He's done with him now. And brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And that's the end of them. Saw a white throne, the one that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. There was no place found for them. Saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were open. Another book was open, which was the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them at the command of God, I might tell you. The grave can't hold you after God says, turn them loose. The sea can't hold. I mean, these are people who have been dead for thousands of years, and they have dissolved into sea turtles and seaweed and tropical islands and washed up on shorelines all over the where. And God's going to say, put them back together. Job said, in this body, I'm going to see him. Don't worry about how, just understand that that's what the word of God says. But at the command of God, every enemy that you have is subject. Death and hell and Satan and every tempting spirit. The sea gave up the dead, death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Praise God. All of the perennial enemies of man are judged in this chapter. They are all judged on God's timetable and he does with them what he will. They are a part of his tapestry of creation. They serve him, and they can only go and come at God's behest. Praise God. Praise God. Ask Job. Satan can't get to him unless God says yes. Praise God. Praise God. In chapter 21 in the book of Revelation, we enter into what some would call heaven or the new Jerusalem. And I saw a new heaven, a new earth. The first heaven and earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. Saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears," say all tears, "from their eyes, and there'll be no more death, because God cast it into the lake, neither sorrow, because God cast it into the lake, nor crying, because there's only going to be joy there, neither shall there be any more pain, because that's part of the penalty and the curse of sin. No more pain, for the former things are passed away." And he that sat upon the throne said, now you understand what we're reading here. God has control over everything that troubles humanity today. Praise God. "Former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. He said to me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh," everybody say overcometh, "shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, all of these things that we've read right here, overcoming or unbelieving or fearful or abominable or whoremongering or sorcery or idolatry or lying, those are all acts of will. Those are all acts of will. Overcoming is an act of will. And God is looking at us tonight and the entire staging of this world and all of life is presented by God as a place for his bride to walk through, preparing herself, showing herself faithful, living for God. What you're reading here, those that are winners and losers at the white throne of judgment, it is not fate, it is not circumstance, it's not the power of coercion, and it's not conditions that are beyond your control. Live for God or refuse to live for God. Serve him or resist him. It is a function of will. Somebody say praise the Lord. And I hate to be redundant, but it doesn't matter how big your enemy. It doesn't matter how big the challenge. It doesn't matter how steep the mountain. It only matters how big is the God and how willing is the vessel. Well, praise God. Holy Ghost all over this place tonight. Somebody say praise the Lord. Praise God. My response, my will, my obedience to God is the only thing that matters, because God is in control of the devil. God is in control of the nefarious spirits of this world. God is in control of the circumstances. God is in control of my enemies. God is in control of the mountain. Because he said, if you can believe, you can speak to that mountain and say, "Mountain, go be cast in." God's in control of it all. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, "My God's in control of it all." Well, praise God. I don't know what that does for you. That gives me Holy Ghost heebie-jeebies. That makes me feel a buoyance and a joy that is at times irrational. Because sometimes when the pressure's on, I ought not be feeling buoyant and joyful. But I've got a joy that won't die. Unspeakable joy and full of glory. Praise God. Feel like Alfred E. Newman. What? Me worry? Praise God. Praise God, because God is in control. Now, Psalm 60. And David, our hero, has problems. And again, he prays some imprecatory prayers, but we're not focusing on those. We're focusing on his attitude and his understanding of his God. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, it's not about the circumstances. It's not about the devil. It's not about the size of the trial. It's between God and me. Don't let anybody tell you God and I. Come on, be bold. Step out. Say, God and me. Me is objective. I is nominative. Go get your book. It's between God and me. The devil doesn't have anything to do with this. Whether I live or die or go to heaven or go to hell, the devil doesn't have a word to say about it. The spirit of this city doesn't have a word to say about whether we have revival or whether we sit on our hands. It's between God and me. Praise God. In the middle of a pressured situation right now, you need to say, it's not about this circumstance. It's not about this pressure. It's not about the other person. It's not about the trouble. This is between God and me. Well, praise God. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. If Butch and Ashley have a mind to have revival in Centerville, they'll have it. Praise God. If Brother and Sister Freeman have a mind to have revival in Greenville, they'll have it. It's not about the history of the area. It's not about whether or not it's ever happened before. It's not about the adversarial conditions. It's just between God and me. Because at any moment, God can take your adversary and bang him off the nearest star. At any moment, God can crush the circumstances around you or give you power to fly over them. Praise God. Psalm 60. Oh God, you've cast us off. You've scattered us. You've been displeased. Turn to us again. David doesn't say the enemy's kicked us around. He doesn't say the Philistines or the Canaanites have had their way with us. He said, God, you did this. We walked out here carnal and casual and got our clock cleaned. But I know you did it. You see, David knows it's between David and God. You made the earth to tremble. You've broken it. Heal the breaches thereof. We got a war to fight here. I don't know what. Sounds like an earthquake came through the valley and messed everything up. You've showed your people hard things. You've made us to drink the wine of astonishment. God will get his people's attention. Praise. Isn't it awful that when we have everything we need, our prayer life sometimes isn't what it needs to be. But as soon as the bad information comes, oh, God. As soon as a bad report comes, oh, God. As soon as the pressure comes, oh, God. A little helpful hint, keep the prayer wheel turning in the good times, in the green tree, in the light times. You won't have any trouble. You don't want to be like the virgins that don't have any oil when the bridegroom shows up. You want to keep this thing cranking, and I believe it's possible. I believe it's possible to walk in the blessings of God and be a blessing. Walk in the blessings of God and still remember God. Walk. I believe it's possible. I don't believe we have to be poor and broke and sick to be holy. Well, praise God. You've showed your people hard things. We've had to drink the wine of astonishment. You've given us a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. He said, look, God, we're getting our head beat in, but we're your people that are advertising your kingdom. It's looking bad for you, God, because we are your representatives, and we just got run out of the battlefield. We just got defeated. That thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and hear me. God hath spoken it in his holiness. I will rejoice. This is what God said. I'll rejoice. I'll divide Shechem. I'll mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is also the strength of my head. Judah is my scepter or my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. And over Philistia I will triumph. Or Philistia, triumph thou because of me. I want you to know God said it all belongs to me. I rule. If you're fighting the Edomites, I want you to know what I do. I dump my shoe out over Edom. If you're fighting the Moabites, I want you to know Moab is my washpot. The battle you're fighting is not a battle for God. It's not about you and the enemy or the circumstance or the pressure or the trouble. It's about you and God. Don't countenance the trouble. Countenance your God. You see what David's doing? Oh, God, I know what you said. We're your people. We've got the banner. You've really messed us up here, God. But come on now, God. Turn your face to us again and get this thing going back as we want it to go and something good for us here. He said, who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? David says, will not thou, O God, which had cast us off, and thou, O God, which did not go out with our armies. God, we went out and you weren't with us. We went out by ourselves and we got ourselves killed. He said, now give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God, we shall do valiantly. Everybody say, through God, we shall do valiantly. For it is he that shall tread down our enemies. Praise God. My answer is in a prayer room. My answer is in a worship session. My answer is in the Word of God. My answer is it's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by natural resource. Don't look at revival and say we don't have the money for it. Friend, it all belongs to God. It all belongs to God. You can add Birmingham to that list that God just gave David. It all belongs to God. Praise God. Don't let somebody tell you you can't have that job. You can't have that promotion. You can't stand in that place of responsibility. That it can't happen the way you want it to happen. Praise God. Praise God. I saw Brother Terry Smith go into court, and he got a mandate and a decree from a judge like I had never seen before in all my life. God gave him exactly what he needed to make sure his babies were on a Pentecostal pew, were in that Sunday school building, were living the righteousness of God and not having to walk off in places where he never, ever wanted them to go off into. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And the power of God came down on that bench, and that bench said, yes, sir, you can have every. You wrote it yourself, not a lawyer. Not a doctor of the law, not the court, not the judge, not the social worker. He wrote it himself. And the judge said, boom, I'll put my stamp on it. Praise God. Sister Linda heard about it. She got one written for herself. And she went down. And the hand of the judge came down on it and said, yeah, we'll do that. I never have seen that before in my life. It ought not have happened. It shouldn't have happened. You could try it a million times and it wouldn't happen. But it's not between me and the judge. It's not between me and the lawyer. It's not between me and the trouble. It's between me and God. There's nothing impossible for God. There is nothing impossible for God. There is nothing impossible. Praise God. Do you really believe that? Praise God. Push your neighbor and tell him it's just between me and God. My God, there's not a thing in the world that God can't handle. There's not a thing in the world that God can't handle. Praise God. We got a preacher tonight in a prison house in Montgomery. Now you might say that's bad, but I'm telling you it's good. It's good. It's the answer to prayer. It's a miracle of God. It's the hand of God. Shouldn't have ever happened like that. Shouldn't have ever been like that. But now it's like that because God laid his hand on it. God spoke into that situation. My God. Praise God. I can't give you all the details, but I'm telling you, it's a miracle of God. It's a miracle. It's not about all the stuff. It's about me and God. The law said David had to die. But David took his case to God. And he said, I know you don't want sacrifice, but I do have a contrite heart and a broken spirit. And God said, I'm going to let him live. I believe I'm going to let him live. Praise God. Praise God. It's about you and God. Praise God. Psalms 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He said, when I got trouble, you know where I'm running. I'm not looking for help anywhere else. I'm running to God. I need God on my side. I need a word from God. I need to hear from God. I need the hand of God. I might have 100 friends behind me, but that doesn't mean as much as the power of God and the favor of God in my life. Popularity is overrated, but the favor of God is an open door that no man can close. From the end of the earth will I cry to thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to that rock. You've been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. And I'll abide in your tabernacle forever, and I'll trust in the covert of thy wings. Think about it. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. David's got trouble on every side. David's got enemies. He's got people lying about him. He's got folks trying to take his life and overthrow his kingdom. But he's not even countenancing all of that and all of those. And in interacting with all of that, he's looking straight to God. Even when he's talking about what he'd like to see happen to those enemies, he's talking to God about it. He's running to God with it. He's running to the rock of his salvation and to the fortress of his soul. It's about David and God. Praise God. You'll prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He'll abide before God forever. Prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Praise God. He said, God, I ain't studying them. I ain't thinking about those people and that trouble and those lies. And come on now, apostolic, don't you lie there with your mind full of all the trouble. Don't let that steal the sleep and the sweetness of the contentment of God in your life. Don't let things tyrannize you that are no bigger than God's thumb. Don't let things harass you that are no bigger. Go to God. It's between you and God. Let God take care of all the details and all the mischief. Praise God. Praise God. Finally, Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. Now in the NIV, this is in God alone my soul rests. Or in God alone my soul waits. From him cometh my salvation. Down in verse 5, he makes the statement again. My soul waits, or he tells his soul, wait thou only upon God, or for God alone. Everybody say, for God alone. For my expectation is from him. He only, he alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. What are you depending on? What are you looking to? What are you hoping for? If only I have the approval of this person. If only I have a smile from that one. If only I have a letter from this one. If only I could get a break from that one. If only somebody would open a door for me. Let me tell you, you don't need anything that anybody can do for you. It's about you and God. God is my rock. God is my salvation. God is my defense. God alone do I wait upon. He only is my rock, verse 6, my salvation. Everybody say, God is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Won't you shout it? I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. The apostle said, none of these things move me. God's in control. In God is my salvation. My glory, the rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Would you say, trust in him at all times? Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. These are not just prayers to be memorized. These are the facts of the kingdom of God from one that knows him more clearly than most people who live in this New Testament era. Pour out your heart to God. Don't get on the phone and pour out your heart to people. Pour out your heart to God. Don't begin to talk about your trouble. You can't win the battle by trying to undermine your enemy. You can't win the battle by vilifying your enemy. You can't win the battle by talking the thing to death. Pour out your heart to God. He's my rock. He's my strength. He's my fortress. Well, praise God. Praise God. Surely men of low degree are vanity and men of high degree are a lie. That pretty much covers all men. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. He said, when you weigh all the people out, they really don't matter. They just don't matter. Everyone say, trust not in oppression. And become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. What does he mean about don't trust in oppression? Well, just simple. You're letting oppression control your life rather than trusting in God. You're walking in oppression, depression, despondency, fits of anxiety rather than trusting in God. And consequently, you're trusting in those things. Oh, they have power over my life. Otherwise, you just lay down, go to sleep, and go on about your business. And when the devil comes up, spit in his eye and say, God's got it all in control. You know what they're going to do to you? Come on, walk with me some, devil. They're going to wrap you up in a chain. One skinny angel's going to wrap you up, throw you in the pit, shut you up. For 1,000 years. Going to turn you loose, beat your brains out, throw you back in the pit forever. Tell me what you're going to do to me. Praise God. Don't trust in oppression. Don't trust in what men can do to you. You're worried about what men can do to you. You serve the God of creation. What controls your emotion is what you trust in. What controls your movements is what you trust in. God hath spoken once, and twice have I heard this, David said. that power belongs to God. All power in heaven and in earth. All power. Things under the earth, if you're afraid of creepy crawlies, they serve God. Alligators under the bed, they got to listen to God. Monsters in the closet, they got to. Things that go bump in the night, they all serve God. Get them, God. Do it, God. Praise God. God spoke once and twice, and David said, I heard it. Power belongs unto God. Everybody say, and also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work, according to his response. God can't work on me or in me or for me without a decent response on my part. Praise God. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above, let's stand together. All that I can think, all that I can ask, according to the power that worketh in us, we'll praise the Lord. Everything that God wants to do in my life is contingent on the response of my will. I walk out into the field of battle, bam, get knocked sideways to Sunday, and go to worrying about who hit me, why they hit me, and what went wrong, or worse, blaming God. David didn't do that. He just said, you didn't come with me. How come? You know, I really need you. I need you in the middle of this and everything else that I do. I'm going to wait right here till you tell me to move. And I'm going to make sure you go with me. The wise man said, if your spirit go not up, don't take us there, God. I don't want to go without his spirit. Praise God. Everybody say it's between me and God. Or praise God. Let's all come down around the altar tonight, why don't we? Praise God. Praise God. You know what I want? What's that one about? No, no. Huh? We're going to figure this out. You come on to the altar. Huh? It's on the list. You sing it all the time. Lay your hand on somebody by you. Look them in the eyeball and say, it's just between you and God. Tell them the mountain doesn't matter. The devil doesn't matter. The problem doesn't matter. God's bigger than all that stuff. You need to turn your face up to God. Set your feet on the rock. And don't be moved by any of those things. Come on. Come on. Come on. Nope. Nope. Oh, well. Praise God. I want you to turn to one person by you. And if you got to be three, well, be three. But lay your hands on them, and before you begin to pray, tell them, I'm about to pray an apostolic prayer of anointing on your life. Because I belong to God. I got the Holy Ghost and the name of Jesus. The Word of God is in my life. And when I pray for you, something's going to move. When I pray for you, unction is going to fall. Praise God. I want you to pray for him right now. Giftedness and power and anointing and glory and favor and blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Till you feel something move on that life. Talk in tongues with authority. Let the Holy Ghost pray a prayer there now. Take a couple of people by the hands, or that same person you prayed for. Now I want you to begin to do a celebration of dance and praise and leaping because you believe God. Woo! He will supply all my needs. El Shaddai. Everybody with a significant problem in your life to raise your hand right now. You got a significant problem in your life. Now, I want you to turn to somebody by you that doesn't have their hand in the air, and I want you to tell them, my God is bigger than this problem. My God can whip this devil. My God can change this circumstance. My God can open up a door here. My God can make a way where there is God, where there is no way. My God, my God, my God, my God. Praise God. Praise God. This is kind of a workshop, so don't put your hand on somebody and look them in the eyes here. Come on now, get somebody there. And tell them, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. You got a need, but I've got a God. You got a need, but I've got a God.
A great big God, yeah.
Come on. Come on. Bigger than my fear. Bigger than my worry.
My God is for
bigger than my anxiety. Bigger than my trouble. Bigger than my enemy.